And finally today,
Americans hate money.
The thoughts of commentator Andrew Hiller.
Every day I see money scattered on the street, just left behind. And people stare at it in disdain. No one bends to pick it up. Hardly anyone even pauses anymore. They just leave it behind. At cash registers, they groan upon being forced to take it. The other day, I saw a pile of it just lying discarded by a payphone at Metro Center. We hate money. More specifically, we are opposed to the penny. You would think people would love the penny. It is the only coin worth more than its face value. It costs more than a penny to make a penny. Melt it down, and you've made a profit. Pennies keep the copper industry alive. Without the penny, everything would cost more. Yet pennies are the enemy. Maybe it's because we've wised up to the trick of things being $4.99. Subtracting that one penny is an illusion, a lie. And maybe we're all sick of it. Or maybe it's because the penny is worthless. You can't buy anything for a penny. Penny nails cost more than a penny. Penny candy? You can't buy a piece of penny candy for less than a quarter. There isn't one single item at JCPenney that costs a penny. Not one! People can't stand pennies. Seriously. What would you do if it started raining pennies? You would duck under cover and wait till it stopped. For some, it might even cause a crisis in faith. No one wants pennies from heaven anymore. I remember Christmas songs where people would be content with a halfpenny or a halfpenny. Can you even imagine that? Who would want that? Other than my father, he collects coins. Inflation has killed the penny. The only thing that still costs a penny are my thoughts. A penny for my thoughts? Are you kidding me? How insulting is that? The heart of American culture used to be innovation, invention, creativity. And yet our thoughts are the only thing not subject to inflation. We used to be told to count our pennies. We used to think a penny saved is a penny earned. Now people can hardly be bothered with quarters. Perhaps that's why so many corporations are so eager to farm out their business, to outsource. Americans love a buck, and by outsourcing, you can spend pennies on the dollar. Even the name has gone out of fashion. There is no place for pennies in today's culture. Except the wishing well. They're full of them. At a fountain or well, you see people closing their eyes as they hurl a penny into the water. Do they really think fate can be bought off with a penny? Do people really bank their wishes and dreams on a penny? I know pennies are important. Each penny should be cherished. A penny represents the little thing. Slow accumulation and progress. We need to find a way to value the penny again, to value each insubstantial moment. Because when looking back, it is often the littlest things that we miss most. Life is not usually about the big deal, but that crucial moment. I don't know which penny will matter, but I do know that pennies piled up are still worth something. That's my 2 cents anyway.
This is public radio and money is tight, but we'd like it to be known that here, writer Andrew Hiller's thoughts are still worth significantly more than a penny. And for this week, that's Metro Connection. We had extra production help from Jonathan Chary, Toby Schreiner, and Ken Mason. The show's theme song, Zero Wave, was written and performed by the DC area band, Astralite.